You're listening to the Flip Houses Like a Girl podcast, where we educate, empower, and celebrate everyday women who are facing their fears, juggling family and business, embracing their awesomeness, and wholeheartedly chasing their dream of flipping houses. Each episode delivers honest-to-goodness tools, tips, and strategies you can implement today to get closer to your first or next successful house flip. Here's your spiky-haired, breakfast taco-loving host, house flipping coach, Debbie DeBeery.
You are going to love this episode with one of my coaching program students, Sharon Pace, in the Houston area. This is such a fun one because in such a short time, she has completed and or gone under contract on 4 different projects, from flips to a new build. And it definitely has not been all rainbows and unicorns the entire time. There have definitely been some hurdles. That is 100% normal. If you aren't able to handle the hurdles that come your way, you're going to have a hard time in this business. So here's the thing. Here is the one big truth of what it takes to be able to be successful. And I think this applies to any business, actually any venture at all, whether it's business, personal, whatever. It's self-trust. So if you trust yourself, meaning if you know that whatever comes your way, you'll be able to handle it and you'll be okay, you'll recover from it, right? It's not that it's going to devastate you. If you have that kind of faith in yourself, like, man, you know what? It might suck sometimes. It might be really hard financially, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. But if you know that you've been through harder and you'll be okay, that's the biggest thing, is trusting yourself that you can handle what comes up. And that doesn't mean that you have to have all the answers. No, absolutely not. Nobody can wear all the hats. You just have to know where to go to get the answers. All right, that's it. Okay, people ask me, well, how do I get this self-trust? Well, a lot of times that comes with building your confidence, right? Getting training, getting educated in whatever it is you're trying to pursue. That's what will help you feel confident and feel like you trust yourself. All right. Anyway, let's jump into this conversation with Sharon. You're going to love it. Do you want to just go ahead and jump in and get started and just introduce yourself and let us know like where you are and a little bit about you and your background?
Absolutely. Okay. So of course I'm Sharon Pace and I am in the League City area, Galveston County, in Texas. And we flip mainly in, Galveston. And when I went into this, I really did not know what my go-to area was, but we found out quickly that Galveston was the place for us to be. And that's where all of our flips are right now.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you brought that up. So, because that's a question I wanted to ask, how far away is League City from Galveston?
It's about 25 to 30 minutes. Not very far.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Not bad. Yeah. And it was just like looking at the data that you decided, you know what, let's look more closely over here.
Well, yes. My realtor, I'd found my realtor and she had found a couple different spots in Galveston, homes that needed some rehab. And so we went one Sunday with a contractor and looked at like 3 or 4 different homes in Galveston. I ended up placing an offer. It took me a while to analyze it and, you know, take the leap. And I was so scared. And but yes, we put an offer in. It was well below asking. They accepted on this first flip at $158,000, I believe. And they had it listed for like $170,000.
Okay. So that was your first property that you offered on, you got.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But we went through the inspection And the repairs were still going to be way higher than what I anticipated. So I pulled on the last day of my option and said, nope, I can't do it. And so my realtor went back and told them that, and they said, well, how much more do we need to come down? So I said, 10,000 or I can't do it. And they came down another 10,000.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
So we purchased for 148 on that one.
Okay. And that's Borden.
That was Borden. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Purchased 148. That's still like, how many times do we get the first house that we offer on? Like, that's really awesome.
I was shocked, actually.
So was this a house that was on the market for a while? Was it a new listing?
I think it had been on the market a while. And I think the price had been dropped even before then. So I think it was listed and then they had to drop the price. So it had been on there a while.
Yeah. Awesome.
And it needed a lot of work. It did.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. So you bought it for 148. How did you handle the purchase? Like, how did you finance it all?
So I used a hard money lender. And you know, I'd done my questions and probably didn't bet as many as I should have on that first one, but yeah, I was just ready to get going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'd gone through almost all the modules when I first started.
Yep.
But still, you know, I could have done a better job researching my hard money lender. They were great. And the gentleman I worked with at that hard money lender, he ran my comps for me. He was very thorough and I felt confident in him. However, when I went to closing, I realized, oh, this is a loan where I have to pay a full mortgage. So we were escrowing insurance and taxes and paying a full principal and interest payment. Yes. And I didn't know that until we went to closing. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is not interest only. So my fault for not asking that question.
Well, that's really interesting because that's odd. Like that's very unusual for it to not just be interest only. Okay. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
It was a hard money lender.
It was a hard money lender. Okay. I think they're based here in Houston.
Okay.
But they were great to work with. So easy. Yeah. The draws were easy. Everything was so easy with that one. Not so much with my second one right now, but we'll get into that later. I had no problem working with them. But I was ready to get out of that flip just because of the payments. It was so high.
Yeah. For including principal as well. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
And the insurance was just crazy because, you know, Galveston is Galveston and you have to have, we didn't have windstorm on that one. We had builder's risk, but the flood insurance alone,
it cost
well over $3,000 for the year. Plus they were making me put some in escrow for it. So I was like double paying my flood insurance.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
You know, here's the thing. They got it done. They closed the deal. They weren't a hassle. So it's like, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah.
You did it and you're still wanting to do another one. So that's fantastic. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Okay. So you used hard money. Did you use hard money for the purchase and the renovation? Did you use any of your own money or how did you finance any gap money?
So I used, when my dad passed away and my stepmom, I inherited it's called an inherited IRA, basically. So it's money that I had to use within 10 years or I was going to lose it.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
So I pulled it. I'll backtrack a little bit. So let me just tell you a little bit more about myself. I work for Texas Children's. I'm an office manager for a pediatric practice here in Houston. There's like 50 locations. There's even some in Austin. we've expanded. So I manage a practice of about 30 staff members combined with physicians. So busy, busy job. And my husband, during COVID, he got laid off right when COVID happened. So I thought, well, oh shoot, what are we going to do? So I started researching and said, okay, we just need a business. So we need to get some income coming in. So I pulled that IRA, and told Larry, said, let's start doing this. And he's like, okay, I can do this. You know, he just took my lead. I was doing all the research.
Yeah,
so we did it.
Yeah,
so I love it. I pulled that money. I put it into a business checking, and that's how we started. And so I used that money as my closing and got money for that first one.
Got it. Perfect.
The first one. And it did well.
So you bought it for $148. What was your initial rehab estimate? Rehab estimate, and then you did more due diligence, and then you came back and you're like, no, we need 10 grand off. What were you thinking the rehab was going to be at that point?
Well, initially it was around 20,000, but then, you know, the inspector came back, blah, blah, blah. And so it ended up being 30,000 is what we did the hard money loan for on the rehab.
Okay.
But then we got into the flip and more things happened. We ended up still spending another 15,000 over that. So we went over budget because we needed more. We needed HVAC. We needed more of the electrical done. It just needed a lot more work than what we anticipated. And, you know, we had hired what we thought was a GC. And he was a GC, he was licensed, insured, all that kind of stuff. But he was more, to me, in my opinion, he was more of a key contractor.
Okay.
Because he did a lot of work himself.
Okay.
And we still felt like we had to be there to manage a lot of it.
Right.
Which is not what we wanted.
Right.
Because we knew that one day Larry would go back to work and we could not be there at the project.
Yep.
So, but we went through that first flip with him, got it done. After he was done, and we spent another 3 weeks or so fixing some things, and then got it on the market. So it was a little challenging on the first one, but we still wanted to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. That's all that matters. So you use this guy, but Larry had to babysit quite a bit. He was there.
He mm-hmm. Okay, he was there almost every day.
Okay, making sure the guy would show up. Like, would he not show up if Larry wasn't there, or were you just a little bit like, let's just be there?
No, he was a little bit more just uncomfortable than being the resident. And they didn't. And there were some Mondays where they just didn't show up at all. And I'm like, what are they doing? But they eventually did keep showing up, and we were very thankful because we funded ahead of time on a lot of this stuff.
Gotcha.
And this particular contractor didn't understand the draw schedule.
Uh-huh. Oh,
So we were kind of having to train him, like, no, we're giving you this amount right now, but we need a draw so we can keep paying you. We can't just give you money every single time that you run out of money.
Right.
You have to finish these things before you get more money.
Right.
So he just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
He didn't understand it at all. So
yeah, that it does make it a lot easier when they understand that.
Yes.
Okay. So what was your initial timeline that you were giving the renovation?
He told us 4 weeks. We ended up going into it. I think he was more 6 weeks because there was Thanksgiving and absolutely we get, understand family. And we told him ahead of time, take the whole week of Thanksgiving off.
Okay.
So he did. And that was great. And it still went over another week or so. And then he was finally done. And then we took an extra 3 weeks. I guess there was paint all over the floor.
Oh, gosh.
It was a night. And by the end, we were just like, okay, just get the main things done and we'll finish.
I'm telling you, I have yet to find a crew that loves the detailed part, right? Which is the end. And it takes the longest. But yes, it's getting the paint off the floor. The number of times I'm on my knees scraping the paint off the floor and it's caulking and it's just doing all the finishing touches that really make a big difference.
Yeah.
But I have yet to find a crew that really just knocks it out and does a great job and does it in a timely manner. It takes so long. The finishing touches take so long.
Yes. And then, of course, the staging was a deal for me too. I had called in some stagers and didn't realize the real cost of staging. Basically what they did is they asked me, okay, what's your sell price going to be? And I'm like, all right, I don't know why you're asking me that question, but it's going to be like $268,000 is what we listed it for first. And she goes, okay, well, it's going to be 1% of that. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't even make sense to me.
That's odd.
I'm like, So I thought, well, I can do this myself and spend half that much. And so my daughter and I and one of our friends went out one Saturday and we bought everything we needed for staging. Was it perfect? No.
But oh my God, it looked so great. I forgot that you guys did that yourselves.
Yeah, we did it ourselves. Yes. And it did look good. We were proud of it.
Oh, it looked amazing. Where did you get the furniture?
There's some different places, but one of the main places here right by our house, it's American National Furniture or something like that. Anyway, the furniture was really inexpensive.
Wow.
And I thought, I can use some of this in future flips. And so we already had a storage. So now most of that's in storage. Some of it's at my house, but we'll reuse it or we'll sell it or something like that. Yeah. We didn't have to buy too much. We already had some mattresses. So we were able to put the bed in and we didn't stage the two small little rooms, just the main, the master, the dining room, the living room yeah. area, and a few things in the kitchen. So it wasn't terrible.
How much did you all end up spending?
I spent about $1,500.
That's amazing for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. That's a really great tip. Okay. So he took about 6 or 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And then you guys took about 3 weeks doing the touch-ups and like doing the detail stuff.
Right. So we closed on October 28th and then we ended up putting it on the market on like January 3rd.
Oh, nice.
So it wasn't terrible.
No, especially for that time of year. Cause it is, I mean, you've got so many holidays in there.
We work during Christmas. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So you put it on the market January 3rd.
Yep.
All right. So 148 is what you bought it for. 45 was the real rehab cost.
Yeah.
And then what were your carrying costs?
Carrying costs, we paid, I think, 3 points.
Okay.
And then it was 10% interest.
Okay.
On that. So it was, I mean, I thought the lending was really good. The terms were pretty good for that first one. I was pleased with it. And that's kind of why I went with them.
Yes.
Of course, you know, we were still paying over $2,000 a month for the loan.
Right. Right. And part of that was paying down the loan. That's so interesting.
I've
never had a hard money loan like that. So that's interesting.
Yeah. And we did put quite a bit down at closing. I think we put around $35,000 down on that first flip.
Okay.
And no, I know not everyone can do that, but I had that money in my account. So I thought I'm not going to ask for private money because I have it.
Got it.
I wanted to save my private money for when I really needed it.
Yes.
And now's that time. We'll get into that.
Hint. Plug that.
So, yeah.
Okay. So you listed it January 3rd for $268, right?
We actually listed it for $270.
$270.
Yes. Okay. The initial appraisal came in at 268. So we listed at 270.
Uh-huh.
After about a month, I think we lowered it to 265. Cause we got some lookers and some interest, but the weird thing that happened was a lot of the buyers wanted to see our initial inspection, like before rehab.
Yeah. That's odd.
Yeah. And so there were things on that one. We repaired a lot of things. And one of the things in there was a bullet hole in that big main window.
Oh, geez.
Well, that spooked a couple of the buyers.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it looked like a bullet hole. And I mean, it could have been a BB, it could have been a rock, anything.
But right.
We fixed it. So I'm like, why are we showing an inspection report?
Right.
Where we fixed everything to potential buyers. I said, I'm not doing it ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, asking for an inspection report you all had done. I understand that, but that's interesting. And it's interesting that it was more than just one buyer or buyer's agent.
It was like two different ones. And my real estate agent said, well, no, that's normal. I'm like, I don't think that's normal.
No, I don't think so either.
So I think I had posted that in the group. Everybody's like, no, not really.
I remember that now.
Yeah. So my real estate agent now knows we're not going to do that ever again.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Don't even ask me. Okay. So after about a month and also January beach community, tougher time to sell. I could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Slower.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had already put like 6 months on there because I knew it's Galveston. You have to really want to live in Galveston, you know?
Yeah, right.
So it's going to take longer to sell most of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Such a great point. Okay. So you had already factored in. See, that's the beauty. Yeah. You had already factored it in. So we're not stressed out yet, right? No. Like we're stressed out because it's like, let's get an offer. What's happening? Right. Why does nobody like this house? Because it's adorable, right? But it's not like, oh no, I only calculated 3 months and now I'm twice. No. Okay. I'm so glad you were realistic about that.
Yeah. So we ended up getting an offer. I want to say it was in the first part of March.
Okay.
Maybe late February, actually.
Okay.
And it was a young couple from Minnesota, I believe, and they were moving. He had gotten a new job offer in Galveston, but what they needed was they wanted us to lease the house to them for a month and then them purchase. And we said no. Uh-huh. First of all, we knew our insurance was Builder's Trust only, so that wasn't going to work.
Yes.
And so we just said no on that, but they gave us full asking price.
Yes.
Awesome. So we were able to wait for them. They asked if we could wait till, what was it? April to close. Mm-hmm. So we waited a full 2 months. And they were paying a lot of it in cash. And so we felt more comfortable with their buying because we felt like, okay, I think they really are going to do this. They just need a little extra time. So we gave them the extra time.
Yeah.
Then they had moved like in March, got a hotel room, parked it. I didn't know they were going to park their camper in front of the house, but they parked their camper in front of the house.
I remember that cute little camper.
Yeah. We were fine with it. It wasn't intruding on anything. It was just in front of the house, but totally fine. But we ended up closing on April 9th, 8th, whatever day that was. I came back from, we left. It was April 7th. And then we went on vacation the day after.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So what did your profit end up being?
We ended up making about $35,000 to $36,000 on that flip.
That is awesome, Sharon. I mean, really, that is so good. Yeah. So that's, 15%, something like that.
Yeah.
ARV. I'm sorry. Yeah. Which is awesome. That's fantastic.
I was very pleased with it.
Yeah. So that's why you're doing it again and again.
So we took that profit and then we went on vacation. We came back the day after I got back from vacation. We closed on flip number two. Both of these were MLS deals as well. I mean, the second one was also an MLS deal. And we love this house. It's going to be a great flip. We love our new contractor. He's great.
Is this the cat house? And I mean that, but no, the one that had the cat on the rail.
We actually just got rid of that one. We decided pretty much the last day of that option to give that one up. There was way too much involved, and we needed the seller to come down another 10 to 15 grand, and he wasn't willing to do that. And so the foundation was just awful on that house. So the contractor was like, this one's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So we gave that one up, but the same day we gave that one up, we went and looked at two other properties, put two offers in, and the one we're working on now is one of those properties.
That's awesome.
They accepted our offer that same day.
So another MLS deal. Mm-hmm. And was this on the market for a while too?
It was on the market and then off the market and then came back on the market. And I noticed when they put it back on the market, the price was lower than the initial.
Yep.
And so that's when we went and looked at it. And I knew I had to act fast because it's not in a prime location. The street's not ideal. It's one of those things, but Galveston's funny because you can buy any property in Galveston and it's going to sell. People just like to be in Galveston.
Right. And so, short-term rentals and it's a very healthy market.
Yeah. And I had one lender that said no, because there's a little warehouse next to it. And they said, no, it's not going to hold its value. But my other lender was like, oh yeah, it's going to be fine. And it actually appraised well over what my ARV initially was. So, on the initial side, because they did a FaceTime appraisal. It was kind of funny.
That's new to me. So that's such a great point though. Some people just, people who don't really have experience working with hard money lenders automatically assume that they're bad and they're like, they're out to get you. And they're like, but they are really such an integral part of the team. Yeah. And one of my favorite things that they do is they keep me in check. Because they do, it's like another layer of insurance because yes. they'll be like, your ARV is really off here, right? Yeah. Like, I don't think so, Debbie. I don't like, I think you're, that's pie in the sky. Or, yeah. you know what? I think you're right on. You might even be a little bit low, Debbie.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's very comforting to have another set of eyes involved. And of course, Absolutely. They're going to want to do an appraisal, some sort of appraisal, because it's their money that they're putting out
yeah.
there. Right.
Actually, when I see the ones that say no appraisal, I'm kind of like, oh, but I really want somebody to double check me.
Yeah, I love that.
I like the ones who do appraisals because then I know going into it, okay, this is going to be fine. It's going to be good. If I'm over budget a tiny bit, because I haven't mastered going and walking a property and getting my repair value, repair Practice. Estimate
I know.
Exact. I told my contractor, I said, okay, this is what my goal is. You've got to show me exactly what everything costs so I can do this without you.
You're asking the exact right person because if yes. you ask anybody else, it doesn't matter because nobody else is the one actually doing the work. So right. talking to the person who's actually going to do the work and bill you,
yes.
that's who you want the numbers yes. from. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, he did, walk with us on the second property before we closed. And we got a good idea, but then after we closed, we realized we really need to replace all these windows.
Oh, the storm windows. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And initially we weren't really going to do that, but then after we closed, we decided, yeah, we need to do that. Because you can't really replace one and not all of them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. And so, you know, that's on me. That's going to be out of my pocket, but the windows are costing like $15,000.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's because you have to have them to where they're windstorm certified and, you know, but they're going to do a great job on them. I'm yeah. no doubt.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great. And in this particular contractor, they also do design work. And so he helped design the whole rehab. They've picked all my finishes. They showed it to us. They did a mood board for me. I loved it because I'm working full time. I don't have time to do all this shopping.
Exactly. It is possible to do this while working full time. Yes.
It is, but you have to know ahead of time and budget for it because it is a little more costly, but oh my gosh, the stress level is so freeing.
Yes, I'm sure.
He's doing the work.
Right.
I'm not doing it. And right. he has a great little partner that's helping him and they're just a great team.
How did you find this contractor?
So I'm in another, it was a Facebook group,
yep.
Houston area. And
nice.
This young lady had referred me to him when I was under contract on another house, which didn't actually go through. That was one we had through a wholesaler with Net Worth.
Well, yes.
he had come out and did an estimate and everything. And that one fell through, but we had stayed in touch with him. He had also done an event in Houston and we went to his event. We actually won a TV. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
at his event. And so we knew that he was the one we wanted to use on this second flip.
Yes.
And he's just been great.
Local groups yeah. are a great resource for any local vendors, local lenders, local contractors,
yes.
supply companies, all of that. So good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you used that resource.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Let me ask you this. So what's the thing that, I mean, you were scared to put in an offer on that first house, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But why did you? Like, what is it? So some people are so scared that they're just not, they don't do that. They don't make yeah. the offer. What was it in you? Like, that was like, no, I have to make this offer. What was that?
It was probably that Debbie DeBeery voice and everything. You just got to jump. You just got to do it.
I love
and I'm
it.
Like, okay, I just got to do it or I'm never going to do it. Cause
right.
I had been researching and all of this stuff since like June.
Uh-huh.
And it was September when I finally started putting the offers in.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I had done a lot of research but I knew I wasn't really going to learn it until I did it. And we learned a lot.
That is where you learn, is by actually doing.
And going over budget, yes, it was scary, but because I had that appraisal prior and I had the back of my lender who was backing me on this, I knew it was still going to be okay.
Right.
I knew it was still going to be okay.
Right.
So we did fine. And we went through that. We learned a lot about the rehab just by being there a lot.
Yeah.
And then we realized, yeah, we don't want to do this every day. We don't want to be here every day.
You don't want to be contractors.
We don't want to be contractors. We don't want to have to worry about the subs. We don't want to have to be running to Home Depot every single day. Because I felt like every single day I'd see all these Home Depot receipts coming in. Poor Larry was going back and forth, back and forth. Back
oh, I know that. I totally know that life, Larry. I totally do. So what is so awesome about this business is it can look however you want it to look. If you want to be there on site every day, great. Be there on site every day. If you want to do some of the work, great. Do some of the work. If you want to outsource as much as you can and have it more just running on its own, you can do that too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So beautiful. And I love that you tried it one way, mm-hmm. realized, nope, not for me. This isn't going to work for us. Uh-huh. And then you shifted and you're trying it a different way. And you're like, this feels so much more in alignment. That's the beauty. Like that's the whole point, is to just test things. Doesn't feel right. Doesn't work. Test something else. So I love that y'all did that.
Yeah. So I think today is the roof going on that second flip, but then also today I'm supposed to be closing on my third flip today. If I can get my lender and my title company all on the same page with this one.
I'm making a note because I need to post that in the group.
Well, because I talked to the lender this morning and they're like, oh, we don't have you down for that. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm off today. So I thought I was closing today.
Who are you using the same lender on any of these?
Okay. No. So the second flip, I went with AltBiz Capital.
Yep.
And John's been great, but the lender he uses has not been great.
So I keep hearing things like that in the group. Like there's always delays at the end, like right before closing, there tend to be delays and
the draw schedule, this draw hasn't been easy. The initial to close was very difficult. The lender I think they're going through everything with a fine tooth comb, which is fine because it's their money and they're having to make sure we're doing everything correctly, but it was excessive, I think. And it took a long time to get the paperwork to the title company, but I was persistent that I was closing that day. So I stayed on them and we got done.
Awesome. But, that's right. That's when you were there all day.
Yeah. I was eating Cheetos for lunch.
That's right. I remember. But
then we got to the draw process and it hasn't been a smooth one. So I'm like, okay, let me just get through this first draw so I can keep paying my contractor. I'm going to try to keep it to just three draws. That way we don't have to deal with all this stuff, but we'll see. But I have this third flip that I'm fixing the start. So, I'm trying to make sure I have all my money lined up.
Right. And it's a different lender on the third one.
Yes. The interest rate's a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But just everything else is so much easier.
Yeah.
And I know from other ladies that the draw process is smooth.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with what I'm going through right now. So I want to make sure I keep my contractor happy too. And if it means switching lenders to do that, because I'm not willing to give him up because I have a terrible lender.
Yes. That's such a great point. We want to keep our contractors. We want to keep money coming to them and we want to keep them happy. We want them to keep moving because if your project gets stale or stagnant, they're going to go to another project.
Yeah.
And so now you're like, wait, they're over here. And now you're like, oh, wait, but I'm ready now. My lender figured it out and let's go. And they're like, well, we'll be back in a couple weeks. Right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I definitely want to. And I keep trying to pay ahead just because I don't want that to happen. But we have the third one. Now the one I'm closing on today, I think it's a wholesale deal. And it was one where I walked it once and it's been a few weeks and this wholesaler, we went back and forth for like 4 to 6 weeks, I think, because he had other buyers and they were willing to give him more, but they were trying to do subject to deals and the seller didn't know anything about that. They were wanting to close 2 months later and they didn't want to wait. So he kept coming back to me and I had a firm number and I wasn't going to budge.
Love it.
And I did it. And he ended up coming back and said, okay, we can do it at this price. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. But then there's more, you know, so we're supposed to close on that one. But then over the weekend, this past weekend, I got a call from my contractor and he had gotten a hold of a wholesale deal in Galveston.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll look at it. So I looked at it and it took me a while to look at it. But when I looked at it, I'm like, oh, holy crap, this is going to be great. I can make this happen. So I started looking at the numbers and I'm like, all right. So of course it was pouring down rain this weekend. So we still made the drive. We went out and looked at the lot. It's actually a property in Pirates Beach, 3 blocks from the beach. Nice piece of land. So it's a new build and my contractor does new builds. And so I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. So we are under contract with that one. It's supposed to close on Monday. And I'm like, okay, now I need private money.
Okay. Now's the time we start sending up the flag saying, all right, we've got opportunities for you private investors out there.
Yes, yes. So I actually have Lone Ranger working on that one with me as well.
Yep.
I'm hoping I have a private money lender lined up. I've had a couple interests, so hopefully one of them will come through for me by Monday.
If not, post it in the group. Because we have a lot of private lenders in there that are very quiet. Like you won't even know that they're even there, but you'll post something and they'll reach out to you privately. I hear it all the time. Like I was like, oh, like there's this one that is funding all these deals. I had no idea because she doesn't post anything. And so I had no idea. So definitely
The two that have reached out to me are from our group.
Okay. Awesome. So, I love it.
So we will see what takes place. So I sent emails out to those ladies last night to see, you know, what we could do in regards to that one. It's just such a fast closing. And now I found out I've got to get my budget together. I'm like, oh, well, we don't even have a floor plan or anything. I don't have specs and nothing.
That's fun though. You can go online and shop for a floor plan. It's so fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you do. Really? You just buy a floor plan online and then your builder builds it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was that easy, but
it is. It's very different. So new builds, it's really just following a recipe. You're just following a recipe. Perfect. Is there a house on there now or is it a vacant lot?
Vacant lot. Mm-hmm.
How much do lots go for in like 3 blocks from the beach?
Well, that one, it was a wholesale deal. I'm buying it for $96,000.
Okay.
There are some that have sold for higher. So we feel like, okay, we did get a good deal on this one because some of them were well over $100,000. Some of them were close to $200,000. So it depends on how close you are to the water.
Sure.
And this one's still close enough to the water. You could get a golf cart and just drive down to the private beach down there. So it's not very far.
Yeah. Sometimes being close enough is better than being right on it, right? When you're in
the beach. After driving through there, we realized, oh, we don't want to be right on it because the first storm that comes through, we're going to be right on it.
You're goners. Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely. Yeah,
that one's going to be a great learning process for us because we've never done a new build. I'm relying heavily on my contractor on this one. And a lot to learn for sure.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. I love it. So within, let's see, you closed in October on your first flip, right? Mm-hmm. On the purchase.
Yep. October 28th.
So October, November, what are we, 6 months, five months?
6 months, just over 6 months.
Four deals. That's crazy.
Four deals. Yeah. Yeah.
Two deals in like a week.
Yeah. For someone who works full time and Larry works full time now as well.
Right. In this market. And these are MLS and wholesale deals. So yes, it is possible. Yes, all of this is possible. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what were some of your fears around taking that jump?
Mostly just I didn't want to lose money.
Right.
Because this was some inherited money. And right. I mean, I have some retirement at Texas Children's. And honestly, I did take action on the CARES Act when Larry lost his job. So I pulled some of my 403B money to offset some of the expenses because we were looking for a second flip at that time. And I wanted to have some cash in the bank just in case. And sure. because I could and not get penalized, we did it.
Yeah.
But the biggest fear for me was not being successful and losing money.
Yeah.
So understanding how to analyze the deals is a big thing for me. And I dove into that, and that was my specialty. It still is. And Larry does a lot of the other things. He handles a lot of the emails, the insurance, the inspectors, all that kind of stuff. But I analyze the deals and sometimes overanalyze the deals.
Me too, still.
yeah, but I mean, it's good. The only thing that I struggle with is the repair estimate. We're going to get there, though.
You will. You will. I promise you. I mean, I probably didn't feel comfortable until I walked 40 or 50 properties with my contractors. I mean, honestly, because it was such a foreign thing to me. It wasn't anything. I had never been in construction before. It was new, right? And so that absolutely, you'll get more comfortable. Even Rochelle recently posted in the group, like she's feeling comfortable doing that now. And that just comes from just practicing, right? Just walking through.
Well, and I do realize that the cost of lumber, everything's gone up since we first even started.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, of course the rehab's going to go up.
Yep.
So I'm understanding that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I love it. I love it. So, okay. I mean, that fear might not ever go away. It hasn't gone away for me. I mean,
no,
I'm
scared every time I do something.
Every time I go under contract, I'm like, okay, what am I missing? What am I missing? But that, I mean, we just have to recognize that is that's going to be there. It doesn't mean don't do it. It means that it's there. Big deal. Yeah.
I'll say the one I'm the least scared about is the new build. Well, and I think it's because it's going to be so straightforward. You don't have to go in and go, oh, here's a surprise. Here's another surprise.
You're exactly right. It's completely different. It's following a recipe. There aren't the surprises. There aren't the surprises. Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that one.
I can't wait to see these two new three new projects. So when will project two be done?
It should be done mid to late June, depending on weather. It was pretty much an 8-week project.
Okay. So it's a big one.
It's a big one. It's like a $78,000 rehab.
Okay.
But they're coming along nicely and staying on track. So no issues there. In fact, after the roof, I think, maybe next week we might see some cabinets coming in. And shortly after that, windows. And the flooring is just going to be amazing because it has original hardwood floors throughout most of the house.
And I remember your picture.
That picture I posted. They're going to be so great.
I can't wait to see.
It's gonna be great.
This transformation is going to be really fun to see. Well, and then obviously the third one, and then the new build. I'm here for it all. I can't wait. And now I want another trip to Galveston to see all of the projects.
Oh, absolutely. Come on down anytime.
Yes. I love it. Okay. What else? Talked about fears. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about, maybe that you want to touch on or that you want people to know out there or anything else?
I mean, we talked about fear a lot, but for those ladies who haven't taken the jump, the main thing is just to walk the properties, because I walked several before I placed my first offer. And the more you walk them, the more comfortable you get, not necessarily with repairs, but you will eventually get there, and I'll eventually get there, but don't be scared of that, because I mean, that's what your contractor's for.
Yes.
I mean, they'll come in, they'll help you with that. But just kind of knowing what doing the process, even with your realtor, helps a lot.
Yes.
My realtor was key in all of this. And I will say that she battled at the closings, both the buy and the sell side. She's been great.
Good.
On all of that. Yeah.
It's all about that team and just bringing people on that they can handle their role, right? We don't have to wear all the hats. We just align ourselves with other people who can wear those hats.
I'm naturally a delegator. So
perfect.
Because I do that at my 9-to-5 job.
You know, right.
That's just what I do. And that's kind of how I like it. And that's why I don't want to be the general contractor. Yeah. I don't want to be the realtor.
Yes.
I just want to be the investor.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. I love your certainty and your confidence. I do. Like, that's just,
oh, thank you.
I mean, right. Like, thinking back 7-8 months to our first conversation, and now here you, like, I mean, the amount that you've grown and just like your confidence is so awesome to see. It's so awesome. It's so inspiring. Absolutely.
Yeah. But this third deal, I think I have a twin sister. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes. Well, yes. I didn't know until I saw a Facebook post and I was like, oh, wait, oh, that's so weird. Yeah.
But she's going to try to help. We're going to kind of JV on this third project. So she's helping me with some of the closing, and then we're going to do a little, I don't know how much of the work we're going to really do because contractor's probably going to handle most of that, but we'll do the landscaping and stuff like that. And then she's a bookkeeper. So I'm like, you can do my bookkeeping.
Guess
and
what? You win. You win this.
That's great.
You win this hat.
Bookkeeping.
Yeah.
So we're going to try that for this third flip. So she'll help me there. And then hopefully I'll get some private money for that fourth one. And, then my fears will be relieved. And then I'll get absolutely finish that second flip, and there hopefully the third flip before I start another one, because I don't want to overdo it.
I know.
Goal was 3 in 1 year. I'll be doing 3 for sure. And then the fourth one, it may take 9 to 12 months. We'll see how that one goes, but, I want to get the second one finished and on the market and sold before I start doing more.
Yes, I get it. It's so addictive. I mean, let's just buy all the houses. It's like, I feel the same way. There have definitely been many times where I'm like, okay, stop, just stay, like, focus here, get these done, and then look elsewhere. Yeah. But it's so
hard.
I think
I've made Larry a little bit nervous. He's told everyone, because it's like a cocaine habit. She just won't stop buying houses.
Larry. Oh, he's so great. I love that guy. Y'all make a really great team. Like us, like you complement each other really well. So
yeah. We know our boundaries with each other too.
Exactly.
So that's important.
Absolutely. That's key, right? in any relationship, that's key.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share?
No, I think we've touched on everything. Yeah. Just for the ladies out there, just all you got to do is just get out there and do it. Because if you don't do it, you're never going to do it.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. That's the best advice we could end on. I'm so glad that you shared your story. It's so inspiring. This is amazing. Your progress, your accomplishments, and you just doing it, even though you're scared.
Oh yeah. Well, awesome. I could not have done it without you and the group, the tribe, as we call it. Because the knowledge in that group is just amazing. And just seeing like everyone doing so well on their first flips right now, I'm just amazed. You know, everybody's sharing what's going on. I learned so much. And I mean, anytime I have a question, Larry's like, post it in the group, post it in the group. Because we found out our answers there.
Yes. Much. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's so important to have a community like that you can get. And it's not so before I was like when I first started, I was always in like communities, like little groups, but it was kind of blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to be in a group of people who don't really know what they're talking about, but they want to hear their voice. Right. And so they're going to share their opinion, even though they don't really know. That's scary to me.
No. Yeah, absolutely. But we feel confident in this group.
Oh my gosh. Right. Yeah. Like we know that it's not crazy information being shared.
No.
And we're always monitoring that as well. And we'll be like, no, that's not correct.
Yeah. No. And we appreciate that for sure.
Absolutely. For sure. Well, I'm so grateful to have been part of your journey and to keep watching y'all build this business. That's the point. It's a business. So it's not a job that you have to show up to in every day, right? It's a business that you get to run and you delegate roles, and it's awesome. Is this your long-term plan? Like, to get out of, or is this like a side thing kind of like, let's just,
it's a side thing for now. I mean, ultimately my goal was to flip three and then start doing some holds because I do want to have some retirement passive income coming in, or maybe even just be a private lender at that point. But I got to build my capital so I could do that.
So fun.
But eventually I will retire from Texas Children's and I wanted to be able to have something for when I retire.
Yep.
I'm not there yet. I don't, because if any of them are going to listen to this podcast, I'm not going anywhere.
No, she's not going anywhere. She's very happy. This is just fulfilling.
My kids are older now. I needed something to fulfill my time.
Yeah.
And Larry, he'll tell you, I just don't sit still. And for years, my daughter played softball and we were always at the softball field. We were traveling all over the nation. And then she went to college and my son's graduated. I'm like, what am I going to do? And then he lost his job. I'm like, oh, we really have to do something now. So, so let me just start this business. And it's been time consuming for me because he'll tell you I'm always on my phone and it's no lie. I really am, but I do have to learn to disconnect sometimes.
I know it's hard. It's really hard. Yeah. It's, I know. I get that totally.
Yeah.
It's
hard. It is hard, but I thoroughly love it. I just love it.
That's the thing. It's hard to detach from something you love. It's like, but I really enjoy it. Oh
yeah, absolutely.
Well, so, this has been appreciate so great. It. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the community and contributing as much as you do and just engaging because you make it all the better. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
I love watching y'all's journey. I love coming and seeing the project. I can't wait to see the next.
Come three. On
hopefully,
down.
Yeah. Hopefully when I come, I can time it so that there are three,
all three of them
going on. I love it. That's awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
I'm going to post a congratulations on number three for later today.
Hopefully so.
Maybe I should wait.
I'll let you know. Okay, but yeah, perfect. I'm working on that one. I'm supposed to go at three today. I'm like, okay. We'll see if this one actually comes to fruition. But
yeah, that's odd that Lone Ranger's not on top of it.
Well, I think it started with the title company being confused because they thought it was going to be a double close. And so they did all the paperwork initially and sent it to Lone Ranger like that. Then Lone Ranger caught it and goes, no, the contract's written like this. I really think it's supposed to be just an assignment. And so the title had to redo all the paperwork. And that was yesterday.
I
don't know now that it's all going to be corrected in time.
Okay. So Lone Ranger isn't the issue. I just want to make sure. I'll make a phone call.
No, they're actually the one that caught the mistake.
Good. There you go. Another reason to have that person there.
Yes. Yes. Lucille's great.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. I'll wait to hear from you then. And then we'll celebrate you.
Okay,
that's super exciting. I can't wait. All right. Well, have a great Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks again for hanging out with me this morning.
Anytime.
Awesome.
Anytime.
I'll definitely have you back. I'll take you up on
okay.
that.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, Sharon. Thanks so much. I'll see you in the
group. You're welcome. See you later.
Bye. Such a great conversation. Thank you again, Sharon. That was a total blast. And there were so many points that I want to make sure people got. One, build your dang team. Two, have support. Know where to go to for answers, and not just like made up answers, but actual answers that will help you resolve whatever the problem is. And number three, you absolutely can do this while having a full-time demanding job. Okay. We've heard that before on this podcast. We've had many students who have full-time jobs, have busy lives, and are still able to build a business that loves old houses back to life. If you're sick of sitting on the sideline and not chasing this curiosity you have about renovating houses, and you want a step-by-step approach, and you want hand-holding, and you want daily interaction with me and the incredible community that we've built of Flip Sisters who are doing this thing nationwide, then join the wait list, all right? You'll get an invitation to join us usually within a few days once you join the wait list, All right. It just depends on the timing. So go to firstflipdoneright.com, get on the wait list. All right. If you keep doing the same things, expecting different results, you aren't going to get those different results. You've got to do other things. Get a plan and implement it. All right. All right. That's it. Go out there, flip houses like a girl, leave people in places better than you find them, and make it a great day. Bye, y'all.